Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoicom. You know, life's a bit like that old friend who always seems to show up with their quirks. Sometimes those quirks are hilarious, sometimes they are frustrating, but let's be honest, they make them who they are, right? Well, today we're talking about embracing your own quirks, the parts of ourselves we might usually try to hide our vulnerabilities. I know, it sounds a little counterintuitive, doesn't it? Vulnerability. Empowerment. Two things that seem miles apart. But trust me on this one, folks. True strength isn't about being invincible, it's about showing up authentically even when things get tough. It's about acknowledging our imperfections and letting those cracks become windows to something beautiful, our true selves. So let's dive into five key takeaways that can help you turn vulnerability into your superpower. First off, recognizing your vulnerabilities is the first step towards owning them. Ever felt like you had to put on a mask, pretend everything was perfect? You know that feeling when you're trying to impress someone or hide your insecurities? Well, guess what? It's exhausting. It's like wearing a costume all day long. What if we swapped that heady costume for comfortable clothes that fit our real selves? That's where vulnerability comes in. Acknowledge those feelings, those fears, those moments where you feel less than perfect. Because once you acknowledge them, they start losing their power over you. Second, remember that vulnerability is not weakness, it's courage. It takes guts to show up authentically, especially in a world obsessed with curated perfection. Think about it like this. Athletes train relentlessly for competition, facing the possibility of defeat. Yet, we admire their courage and dedication, right? Well, emotional resilience works in much the same way. By embracing vulnerability, you're essentially training your heart and mind to be brave in the face of uncertainty. Third, connection thrives on vulnerability. Ever feel closer to someone after sharing a truly personal experience? That's because vulnerability creates a space for genuine intimacy and understanding. Sharing our struggles can help others feel less alone, and hearing their stories can remind us that we're all human, flawed, messy, and beautifully imperfect. Fourth, vulnerability fuels growth. Think about it when we're scared to try something new, afraid to fail, we miss out on incredible opportunities. By allowing ourselves to be vulnerable, we open the door to learning, expanding our horizons, and ultimately becoming stronger versions of ourselves. Remember that time you took a chance, stepped outside your comfort zone? Even if it didn't go perfectly, wasn't there something empowering about facing your fear? And finally, remember this self-compassion is crucial when navigating vulnerability. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same understanding and gentleness you would offer a dear friend who's going through a tough time. Celebrate your courage for showing up authentically, even if it feels scary at times. Let me share a quick real-world example. Imagine this. You're at work and you made a mistake, a big one. Your heart is pounding, your palms are sweating, and you feel like everyone's judging you. Now, instead of hiding behind excuses or pretending it didn't happen, what if you took a deep breath and acknowledged the situation? You could say something like, "Hey, I messed up on that presentation. I take full responsibility for my error and I'm already working on correcting it." See how different that feels? By being vulnerable and owning your mistake, you not only show integrity but also demonstrate your willingness to learn and grow. It might feel scary at first, but trust me, it's incredibly empowering. So, here's the takeaway. Embracing vulnerability isn't about being weak, it's about being brave enough to be real, to connect deeply, and to ultimately live a more fulfilling life. You got this. Now, go out there and show the world your authentic self, cracks and all. And remember, sharing your experiences with others can make a world of difference. Tag me on social media and let me know what you learned from today's episode. Until next time, keep it calm and keep it real.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.